Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Federal prosecutors spent hours Thursday in federal court in Jacksonville analyzing bank records for Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown in their federal fraud trial. The former Jacksonville City Council members, both Democrats and unrelated, are accused of conspiring to get money for services that were never performed. Christy Turner has been following this case every week, every hour, and in-depth coverage continues.
Prosecutors claim the Browns, who are unrelated, misused hundreds of thousands of dollars in funds from a loan for Katrina's family's barbecue sauce company. In court Thursday, the FBI forensic accountant who analyzed the Browns' bank accounts testified. Bank transactions presented to the jury reveal Reggie used the money at department stores like Dillard's, restaurants including a nearly $12 charge at Krispy Kreme, a hotel, and even a cable bill. The FBI forensic accountant testified Katrina's bank records show she spent in excess of $26,000 to pay rent at a luxury downtown condo, as well as transactions for food, shopping, and at SeaWorld. The prosecution revealed in 2015 and 2016, Katrina applied for other loans to get additional capital for the business, but both were denied. The first in 2015 was for a merchant advance loan for over $60,000. The employee for the loan company who denied the request told the jury the bank statements appeared fake. After Katrina's first loan request was denied, prosecutors say she tried again in 2016, but this time she got better at it. Prosecutors say the quality of the bank statements were fake, but better and hard to detect. Ultimately, the request was denied because the business didn't meet the approval thresholds and not because fraud was detected. The prosecution is expected to close its case Friday. Then it will be Katrina's turn to have witnesses testify on her behalf. Katrina told the judge that some of her witnesses couldn't make it to court Friday, so that could impact how day 5 of the trial goes. I'm CBS 47 Fox 30 Action News Jax reporter Christy Turner for News 104.5 WOKV.
And a reminder, as this is a federal case, federal government does not allow recording devices into the courtroom, so you're not going to hear any of the testimony or that real-time play-by-play. We'll continue to keep you updated. Make sure you're with us throughout the day for updates on the trial and into next week now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.